ooh, on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Can I do your back, honey?
I've already done my back.
Can I do your front?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here, meaning you guys, but when you play that stuff like that that objectifies women, that's offensive to me.
It
washing
is.
A woman's front. I don't like that.
I do.
I have more respect for women than that.
Oh, I like it.
Well, I think...
You want us to make a safe space for you so you can...
What?
What is that? You've never heard of the safe space?
No.
That some people are requiring? Especially when the protests at Mizzou were going on, they requested a safe space where nobody could have harsh words told to them or...
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Go stand over there. That's a safe space.
In the safe space, and then you. Saw
That was part of what that. Remember that professor, female professor that got fired.
She
was essentially getting the media out saying, "This is a safe space. These students have a safe space here. You cannot come in here and bombard them with questions or words."
But what happens? What happens if
Melissa
people,
was her name?
Melissa Click.
Yeah.
If people go into the safe space.
Well, she wanted muscle to get them out. Don't you remember that? She said, "I need some muscle over here."
Yeah, but I'm wondering what happens if someone goes in and doesn't abide to the rules of the safe space.
She wanted muscle to get them out, push them out.
That's what happens. You get pushed out.
Man,
the world's crazy.
Yes,
it is crazy. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to the show with no direction, no real production value, no format, no subject matter. It's ridiculous that we're on the air, but we are. And
we go against everything that they
everything
teach.
Professional.
Yeah, everything professional
and
everything they teach in broadcasting.
Yeah, no, we don't only go against it. We didn't know what the grain is.
No.
We're just here. We show up, and then you call, and we talk, and that's what we're going to do today. Today being the 29th day of June, to me, just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta
He's on it today.
Day.
He got embarrassed the other day.
He was ready.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't think I do today.
Ooh.
I know. I gave you a story over there. I don't know if you saw this. I know you haven't looked over what I gave you. This should be a very interesting Olympics. I don't know if you saw the story where in the airport, in the Rio de Janeiro airport, off-duty police officers were holding a sign that said, "Welcome to hell." Police,
I did see that.
Police and firefighters do not get paid here. Apparently, they're behind on their salaries. And essentially saying to all the tourists coming for the Olympics, welcome to hell. You're going to have a horrible time here. You may get mugged, killed.
What a great tourism campaign.
This may be the worst flop ever for the Olympics. It's almost like I equate the Olympics to the World Cup, where it's a very shady system where the cities that get these events, it's mostly because of bribe money and... Because I think the World Cup is getting ready to be held next in 2018 in Qatar. I believe that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Oh,
Qatar.
Over in the Middle East?
I've heard it a couple different ways. I don't know.
Qatar, Qatar.
But they've had thousands of workers die building these stadiums, building the stadium for it. And the heat in Qatar is supposed to be... abnormally oppressive, like with 100 degree temperatures, and World Cup is played in the middle of the summer, and I think they build multiple stadiums for the World Cup, and so how does a country like that get a big event? It's all money. It's all FIFA. I think runs. I don't know if FIFA runs the World Cup, but whoever does.
Well, and I don't
corrupt organization, just like the Olympics.
Yeah, and I don't think Rio is prepared or ready, right? They're not. Everything is not completed.
No, I heard the water that they're going to use for the rowing events is polluted and has a horrible sewer drainage to it.
And I'm sure the people there are very sad in Qatar. In fact, hang on, I'm going to write a song right now. While my Qatar gently weeps. Dan appreciates it.
He did.
So there is no Burke segment, and that's fine.
Did Dan doesn't have anything?
No, no. I
we
really
don't
have
to close it
because
we're not going to open it. But, so go ahead.
No, I was going to say the Rio thing. I think it's going to be a disaster. If I were training all these years to go to the Olympics, and then I have a chance to go to the Olympics, I would not want to go to these Olympics. And
yeah, what do you do?
To
I mean,
Rio.
You train 4 years for an event. I mean,
I think
you're going to take your chances.
You'd go.
But other people, like just random
and the older
tourists
athletes, they don't get another shot. This is it for them.
Exactly, yeah.
Year.
Some could,
they're
going to
go. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not there. I'm glad I'm not in lots of places. We got into a discussion the other night with some friends about going to the Mediterranean. Or get, like the one big in your life, the one big vacation for, I don't know, a special anniversary. I don't care anything about that. I just don't. I haven't even seen Wyoming or Montana yet. I don't want to go see Greece, not the movie or the play, the country. And I don't want to see, I know this makes me sound like a loser and uneducated, but I just don't care about the Colosseum. I've seen pictures of it. It's a crumbling thing. It's old.
I mean, I wouldn't turn on the trip, but yeah, I would like to see most of the things here in the United States.
For 14 hours,
yeah,
either.
No, that's tough. I mean, the people that fly to Australia, I don't know how.
I wouldn't, I don't want to go.
I have a friend that goes to Australia. He went there for business for many times. He loves it. Just said Australia is really awesome and loves it. But the flight over there is just absurd.
Isn't it lots of just bare, uninhabited land? Isn't most of Australia?
The outback? I think so.
Just it's lots of acres and acres and millions of acres of outback.
Yeah.
And the population is generally in like one section or around the perimeter. I forgot what they said it was. I have a friend. I haven't seen him for a long time, but I would still say an acquaintance. And he's a motorcycle person. He and his wife rode, and she rode on the back, not two separate sections, the entire perimeter of Australia.
Whoa.
And he loves to bike. He said, I would never do that again. It was miserable.
Wow.
It looks like it's all on the southeast coast, Melbourne, Sydney. That's all. But yeah, most, it seems like 80% of the
it's all a concentrated
continent
in one
is,
area.
Yeah.
And where's the Australian Open held? Is that
not in the open?
Is that
in Australia?
Is that no? I know. Is that in Melbourne or
I have no
Sydney?
Idea.
You know what? Somebody's calling here. I say we take a couple of phone calls. That's how this show works. Mm-hmm. Other people plan. We see when we come in what people leave behind from other shows. They got a whole rundown, like every 5 minutes, every minute, everything, what they're going to do. We got nothing.
No.
Blank piece of paper.
They have talk segments and then short talk segments.
Yeah, blank piece of paper. You folks will fill in those blanks. Here we go. From most cell phones, you can dial star KTRS. That's us. That would be star 5877. You can also dial 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And we welcome Matt, our very first caller of the day. Matt, how are you?
It's Pat, and I'm AM in the PM.
No, I'm sorry. Your name is Matt, because that's what Dan put, and Dan does not make mistakes. You just don't know your own name.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Matt.
All right, what's going on?
I heard you guys talking about Qatar, and I was there in 2003, and it was not uncommon for the temperatures during the day to be about 115, 116.
Oh, that's what you want when you're an athlete, when you're running and you want 115-degree weather.
Right, right.
I agree with people who say this could be an absolute disaster. We'll see.
Yeah, it's miserable.
We'll know soon. So you've been there.
I have, yeah.
Why, military or contract?
Yeah, military.
How long were you there?
I was there for 6 months.
Did you ever go to Dubai?
We actually did go one time, yes.
That place fascinates me.
Yeah, it's some of the buildings there, the architecture's pretty amazing, and there actually was a skating rink in one of them. which I'm sure is pretty expensive to run there.
From what I've seen, it's a place for just really, really, really rich people. Their police cars are all Lamborghinis. I'm not kidding.
Here's the deal with when Peon mentioned the workers that are dying building the stadiums. I believe Qatar is, if it's not the richest, it's one of the top three richest countries in the world. So none of the workers there are nationals.
They bring in migrants.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. And essentially, I've heard that they're essentially just enslaved almost there, where they're brought on a boat and they can't go back till the work is done.
Exactly.
That's a good way to get work done. You can't leave till the work's done.
Yeah.
Or you're dead.
Or you're dead, yeah. Well, Pat, thank you for the call.
All right, thanks, guys.
And thanks for listening. And there goes Pat, who a while ago was Matt. Amazing how that works. This is John. John, how are you?
Hello, gentlemen.
John.
Hey, John.
What's up?
Just call and say hi. This is John from Texas.
John from Texas. What part of Texas?
Dallas. I used to live there in St. Louis with you guys. But
John, your last name starts with an S.
That's correct.
Ah.
Wow.
I get emails
from
that John.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
I get emails.
I don't get replies, though. But,
yeah, you do. I've replied to you.
I'm kidding.
So what's going on, John? You just called
me? Just saying hi, but yesterday you said you brought up a word. I think it was sop.
Sop. Oh, what?
Sop. Sop up gravy.
Sop up, yeah, with the cornbread and briskets.
And there was a word that's been bugging the hell out of me. Lather.
Lather. You never hear it.
Lather up.
Yeah, he's right.
It just bothers you, though, when you hear it?
He's all lathered up.
You don't like the word?
Well, it just doesn't sound right. It sounds like it should be retired.
People get that way about moist.
Yes.
I've heard that's a running thing where a lot of people don't like
John, here's a way to start accepting and being comfortable with the word lather. Think of Heidi Klum all lathered up, and you're soaping her down and helping her take a shower. Now the lather doesn't seem so bad.
She presses herself up against the glass door.
Hit the boing button.
Hit the boing button. There you go.
I like that word.
I used to work with a guy. And it was in an ad agency, so we had to write little brochures and stuff. And I hated that. He could not stand the word M-E-A-L, meal. And I said, that's an odd word to not like. He said, it makes my skin crawl. I said, I just can't stand it. We had a meal. He hated that. I'll never forget that.
Really?
Yeah, he hated
that. It is funny what irks people differently.
I don't like the word rectum. Well, I don't.
Well, imagine Heidi Klum all lathered up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I know where you're headed with that. It's not so bad now, that word. Okay, I can accept it now. Hey, how's everything in Texas, okay?
Everything's going great.
All right, you know all my exes live there.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. George Strain Raymer. All right, John,
you don't have a daughter down here, do you? It's Mike that has a daughter, right?
Mike Evans has a daughter in Dallas, yes.
Okay.
My daughter went to school in Austin for 3 years, and she loved it.
That's right.
But everybody who goes to Austin, especially if you're younger, they absolutely love it.
Oh, it's a great town.
And they don't want to leave.
Well, y'all, did you watch that skit I sent you about the teacher?
Tell me more. Refresh my memory here.
Y'all were talking about the 16-year-old boy that...
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, how long have you been in Dallas, John?
2 years now, but I'm from here. I lived in St. Louis for 17.
Oh, okay, because you picked up y'all.
I was going to say, you started to pick up a little Texas accent there. That's not a bad thing.
I didn't pick it up. I always had it.
Yeah.
And, y'all have a safe 4th of July.
Y'all too, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's John. He emails me. I reckon when he said Texas, I knew exactly who he was. Let's see how I said. We're doing okay. Do we got time? Let's talk to Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
What's up, AM and the PM?
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hallelujah. So I got two things.
All right.
One is I met a gentleman today, 87, 90 years old, married 64 years. I asked him how he did it. He says to me, he has the last word. Yes, dear, just so you know. The other thing is, well, I just tell you.
Yeah, we're with you.
Okay, then there's a story about little Johnny, 4 years old. I don't know if I can tell you this on the radio, but I'll try it.
I think you'll find a way. Hang on, I got to grab something here. Hold on. Go ahead.
Little Johnny's 4 years old. He's playing in the backyard. He's at his grandma's house. His grandma says, come on, Johnny, you got to take a shower. You can take a shower with me. I got to get you to daycare. He's in the shower with grandma.
He's curious about her private area. Is this?
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
you know it. Anyway, God bless America.
Yeah, I agree.
God bless America. And I know you don't want to get political. But I can.
You can.
Okay. Vote for the guy. What do you got to lose? 4 years. If you don't like him, vote him out. I want to put my foot down. That's all.
All right.
Seriously. I mean, we got to. You know, I don't want to say now. I'll shut up now. What am I going to say?
Now you said enough. We get it. Thank you, Jimmy.
God bless you.
You too.
He didn't say who he was voting for.
I think he said the guy. Yeah.
Well, that could be anybody.
You're right.
That could be either one of them, right?
I think we all know that he meant Ross Perot.
Ross Perot. Let's get,
you and I own this country.
I missed that.
Those infomercials were the best. It was like a skit. It was like an SNL skit.
And he always had a chart. It was a homemade poster board thing. I can't. You take American money and a deficit, money we're spending. You and I own this country. It was tremendous.
He's one of the few people I thought it could possibly run the country in a good way, like a business.
Remember who did the dead-on impression of him?
Dana Carvey.
Yes, that's right. Dana Carvey.
Whatever happened to Ross Perot? I think he's
still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as I know.
Is he just like
General Stockdale?
You don't hear anything? Stockdale.
I don't hear Maze turned up.
I think Stockdale was dead when he was.
I think he was dead when he was doing that.
Doing the debate.
Mark, how are you, Mark?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're having a great day already. We just got started. What's going on?
I missed Monday Tech Talk about what not to look up to get caught so I can avoid not to get caught. What was it?
Okay, here's what it is. Do not, under any circumstances, Google anything about the dark web.
Yes.
Don't even go in and go, how do I get on the dark web? Apparently, the government has the right to come in to your house, seize your computer, if they even see you look interested in the dark web.
And we're serious about that.
No, we're not kidding. This is not like lemonparty.org.
No.
We are dead serious. I read a frightening article about people who go on the dark web. Don't do it.
What's Lemon Party? Can you explain?
It's a Lemon Party.
I've seen it.
Lemon Party, you have seen it?
Yeah, there's another really bad one.
Tell people so they cannot go there.
It's two words, and the first word is jar.
Jar?
Have you guys seen that one?
No, jarsomething.com?
Yeah. I'm not going to say it anymore.
Hold on here. You can't leave us like that. Jar. It's not jarhead, a Marine term.
Is it a curse word?
No.
Well, come on. Give us a hint. Jar something.
I might have to tell Dan off the air. I don't know.
All right, do that. Yeah, that's fair enough. Hold on.
And then if you guys deem it necessary to let everybody else know, you can.
No, not to go there.
Yeah. Right, hang on, I'm putting you on hold. You're gonna tell Dan.
Okay.
All right. Okay. There you go.
That's a new one. I thought I've seen just about all.
No, if anybody that I have ever met knows every disgusting thing and how to find it, it's peon.
Wait a minute. No, Dan's saying it's okay to say.
Hold on, we got Dan. Hold on, this is important, folks. This is a website we're trying to steer you clear of, like lemonparty.org.
Okay, go ahead.
What did you want?
Punch him back up.
Oh, you can punch him back up. He's fine.
Mark, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm changing my name, though. It's Kevin now.
Okay, Kevin. What did you share with Dan that now he feels like you can share with us? Jar what?
I can say it.
Dan, go ahead.
Go ahead,
okay.
Dan.
Jar Squatter.
JarSquatter.com?
Yeah, is it .com?
I can only imagine.
It's up there with the Lemon Party and
okay.
It's probably along the lines of
let's be very
two
clear.
Girls, one cup, right, Mark?
You sick weirdo. Oh. Let's be very clear.
Let's pee on nose.
No. That's... Let's be clear what we're doing here. Mark and Dan and Peon and I, what we're doing is trying to keep you going to these jarsquatter.com. Don't go there, homie.
I was only told about it.
Sure you were.
Right.
St. Louis, do not do it.
I think they heard you loud and clear, Mark. Thank you,
Kevin.
Yeah, I'm Kevin. I mean,
Kevin.
All right, now here's what's going to happen. During the break, you're going to pull up. Jar.
No, I know. Oh, I probably know what it is already. I don't need it.
Of course you do. Jars.
There's only one way that story can be told.
Listen to me, folks.
Oh.
Especially maybe those of you who are very, very conservative and modest. When we say don't go... Don't go there.
Yeah.
Just don't. Okay? Because I know what's going to happen. Here come the emails, just like they did with LemonParty.org. I can't believe that you had me go there. No, we told you not to go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go to jarsquatter.com.
Or don't...
LemonParty.org.
Don't Google cake, F-A-R-T-S. Don't do that either.
Cake?
F-A-R-T-S?
Yes.
Really? And here's the deal. You have no right to email us and go, you disgusting human being. Because what we did was tell you not to go. So...
Or Tub Girl. Don't do that either.
Tub Girl.
Oh, no, you know what? That's it.
I never edit ending.
That out because I've seen that. That's so disgusting.
I have seen Tub Girl, too. Yes, don't do that.
We're actually going to make people sick. Good grief. Edit out the whole Tub Girl thing. I don't want people to hear that. And now we switch gears, and we're speaking of tubs. How about a kitchen or bathroom remodel, huh? How about that? We have a tub in our house. Thompson Price did our kitchen when we added on to our house about 19 years ago. And I like a jacuzzi type tub. That's a brand name. But a Whirlpool, well, that's also a brand name. You know what I mean? Jets and stuff. So almost 20 years ago, he puts a tub in. It's got tiny little holes in it. It's air. It doesn't recirculate water. It's air jets, but they're so powerful. That water is boiling from tiny little air holes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And when you use it, it automatically, after 15 minutes, comes on and clears and cleans itself and cleans all the jets out on its own. It also has a heated section. Get this. Now, this is 20 years ago. Thompson Price knew about this stuff and told us about it. And I kind of like stuff like that. I like gadgetry. And it's not a gadget. In addition to the air jets, this tub, the porcelain will be heated for the water so that you're not putting hot water in a cold porcelain tub. There's a button on the panel to heat the tub. There's a timer. 20 years ago. Thompson Price. Imagine what they could do today when they remodel your kitchen or your bathroom. You don't have to imagine it. You can experience it. And you're probably going to talk to more than one company, and that's fine. As long as you make sure to include Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in the company you're talking to. Rest is up to you. No pressure. You do what you're going to do. And we're hoping and we're pretty sure that if you include them, this is who you're going to go with. Because their process, the process they go through to make sure this is the perfect kitchen or bathroom, is unlike anybody else's. Nobody else has thought this through the way they have. They don't want anything left, no stone unturned. When it's done, they don't want you to go, oh, I wish we'd done this. No, everything was covered. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. A showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270. As you're headed east, on the left, it's next to McAllister's Deli. Beautiful showroom, but that's just a sample. So many other possibilities and ideas. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Check in with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they're working with an accident on northbound 55 at Park. It looks like one of the right lanes are blocked. Traffic is backed up onto Highway 44, eastbound 44, just a little bit east of Jefferson now. Southbound 170, slow from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Westbound 40 already slowing now from Tower Grove out through McCausland. You've got westbound 70 drivers, heavy from the Earth City Expressway through Highway 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. They present Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. KTRS is your home for award-winning news coverage, both locally and around the world. But don't take our word for it. For the third year in a row, ABC Radio News won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Network Overall Excellence, along with Breaking News and Hard News Honors. KTRS News won a Missouri Broadcasters Association Award for Broadcasting Excellence in the category of Best News Series. Whether it happens around your block or around the world, there's only one place to hear award-winning coverage, period. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Celebrate America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. The weekend of July 1st through 3rd, the Cardinals host the Milwaukee Brewers, and there are great promotions all weekend long. Then, on Monday, July 4th, take a break from the backyard grill and treat yourself to a ballpark hot dog when the Cardinals host the Pirates at 1:15. It's a holiday weekend full of Cardinals baseball. Great seats remain. Get yours now at cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Hey fans, this is Matt Carpenter.
Long one in the left field. Hello, 2-0 Cardinals. Wow.
On Saturday, July 2nd, we face the Milwaukee Brewers. That day, 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, entering with a ticket, will take home my adult batting practice jersey, presented by Ford. Look like a pro with this one-of-a-kind batting practice jersey. Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today. Tickets for July 2nd are available at cardinals.com/promotion.
You think they're having fun here at Busch Stadium?
If you're running a business without being incorporated, I've got a question for you. Would you rather lose your home, your car, or your family's life savings? Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues, you could lose all three. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. Fortunately, if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect yourself. And right now, all it takes is 10 minutes. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-400-7386. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. This one phone call could save you from losing your home, your car, and your life savings. But hurry and call now while they're still giving these 10-minute incorporation guides away for free. Call 1-800-400-7386. That's 1-800-400-7386. 1-800-400-7386.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-300-0338. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-300-0338. That's 1-800-300-0338.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're a small business owner, you've probably had to manage growing pains when demand spikes and funding isn't readily available. That's what happened to Kevin, owner of Wet Shave Club, a shaving goods business. He needed to increase his inventory to meet growing demand. Despite healthy revenues, Kevin had a hard time finding flexible credit. He wanted the ability to take exactly the amount of capital his business needed without paying for funds when he didn't need them. Kevin turned to Kabbage. With Kabbage, he didn't have to track down financial statements. He simply linked his bank information through Kabbage's secure online application to get approved. Kevin bought inventory, moved into a new office, and hired employees, doubling his revenue. Kabbage has helped 80,000 businesses like Kevin's with over $2 billion in funding. Apply now for a line of credit of up to $100,000. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to Cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That is Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Make Cabbage your first resort for business funding.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dan, would you make sure these people can hold for like a minute? Because I don't want to lose these callers. I'm going to do some business, then we're going to go back to the phones and turn it over to you. Star KTRS from most cell phones. You know the rest. 314-969-KTRS. I've never run a company. I've never had a commercial building. I've never had a retail store. So I don't really need to know a lot about IT. Now, here at this station, somebody needs to know about it. That somebody would be Jose Hernandez. We have him. There are lots of companies who would be much more successful, much more productive, if they had better IT, better information technology. You need somebody to help you with that. You need a partner. Maybe what you need or who you need is Huber. Huber and Associates. They're Missouri-based, but they have clients all over the country. Large clients, medium, small, all kinds of companies. Companies that are smart enough to know that if they take on a great IT partner, they have a much better chance of succeeding, of competing, of winning. They have over 28 years in the IT business. IT was in its infancy 28 years ago. So they started doing it at the ground floor level. So I can't imagine how good they must be because they've ridden this thing from the beginning. Information technology. You need somebody who can make sure your company has the best IT it can have. And your partner could be Huber and Associates. They are for lots of people and all kinds of businesses. You need the tools to make the most out of your infrastructure, make your company more efficient. That's what that's all about. I would like for you to consider, if you are the business owner or the person in the company who's responsible for IT, I'd like for you to consider going to this website, teamhuber.com, H-U-B-E-R, Huber, teamhuber.com. Take a look. I think you'll be impressed. If you can't remember it, you know the drill, frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors, and it's there along with all our other terrific sponsors. Back to the phones we go, and holding longest has been Daniel. So, Daniel, it's all yours. How are you?
Good afternoon, and I am AM in the PM.
Well, I wish everybody could be. How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to call and, first off, thank you for your show. I came here 4 years ago to be near my aunt, who was 94, and she listened to you every day and turned me on to you over 15 years ago.
That's why she made it to 94.
Yes. But I want to call you, Frank, on the carpet on one thing about being a hypocrite.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you have put down and made fun of people with ESP and calling themselves psychic, but every single caller that calls in and tries to tell you a joke, you know exactly what they're going to say, and you can do the punchline before they say
it. Hey, got something there.
Hold on.
That's memory.
Yeah, that's a little different. If they called and said, hey, what joke am I thinking of? And I go, hey, it's the one with the dog and the leg. And the guy goes, oh, my goodness, that's it. No, I mean, my point is well taken. Daniel, where are you? What town do you live in?
I'm in Tower Grove.
Where did you move here from 4 years ago?
California.
Where in California?
Orange County. You knew that, didn't you?
No, because I have ESP. Orange County takes in a lot of, if I'm correct, a lot of territory. It's a huge county.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. You like it here? Let me tell you something. We're not bothered that you paused, because Southern California...
Oh, that's supposed to be one of the nicest.
It is absolutely... I mean, it's hard to beat.
The weather, yeah.
It's just hard to beat. The scenery and...
The two biggest things that really get to me is, number one, I'm not used to humidity. We have the ocean breeze out there, so it has been just a killer the last week.
Well, the last 2 weeks, you got a dose of it that even we haven't seen for a decade at least.
Yes. And the other is how people just don't use crosswalks here. They cross the street wherever they want and give you attitude.
Oh, yeah, they think that they have...
But hang on here. California, talk about attitude. To counter that, I'm sure you've driven in traffic where these motorcycle people go right between the cars and they're a half inch from your mirrors. It's the scariest thing you've ever seen. I don't get
it. Well, and that happened actually once. I was in my friend's... we were going up to Los Angeles, and she was in a Porsche 928 Wolfsburg edition.
Ooh.
And she saw this motorcycle coming up on the driver's side. And she knew that her mirrors do not bend. They are permanently on the car.
Mm.
And so she slowly moved over just a little bit because she saw him slapping everybody else's mirrors along the way.
Oh, wait a second. He was deliberately with his hands slapping mirrors?
Yes.
What a jerk.
Oh, yeah, he was. Until he hit her car, and you could hear him scream going way past us.
Because they didn't give.
No.
So that's right.
He probably hurt his wrist and his hand. Good.
And then also, I miss Bernice, so I love hearing you guys record her voice and play it.
We all do, but if you just got here 4 years ago, you never really got to hear her.
No, I did about 15 years ago the last time I was here.
Okay, so you're here and you moved away and came back. Okay.
Yes, and then I'm also the person with the furniture store that opened up and the other radio station wanted to interview me, and I said I can't because I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't have a problem. Do you still have the furniture store?
No. The big Swiss one that moved here at their grand opening. He was interviewing people in line, and he wanted to interview me for the other radio station. And I looked at him, and I said, well, I can't talk to you because I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, man, we need more of that kind of loyalty. Thank you.
Wow. But I just thank you guys so much. You, in a city that has its ups and downs and rise in crime and everything, you guys always bring a smile and a laugh every single day.
That's very nice. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day, guys.
All right, Daniel. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How do you spell Danielle? It's like an E on the end.
I-E-L-L-E.
Yeah, because my daughter Alyssa's middle name is Danielle.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
This is Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
How you doing?
Wait,
back.
Hold on. Let's talk his language. We're doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a true story.
I wish I had your voice. I'll tell you that.
Oh, thank you. It's a radio voice.
It is. Ours aren't. We don't have it, but you do. What's the story?
Okay. It's a story about I'm a papu and my wife's a yaya. You know what that is?
No.
Greek. Papu's grandpa, yaya's grandma.
Okay.
And my grandson, he was about 6 years old. He came over, spent a Sunday, comes up to me and asks me, he says, papu, may I have a bicycle? And you know me, I'm a kidder. I said, Jack, I got a $100,000 mortgage on a house.
You're not going to leave me with a house mortgage. That's the punchline. There's no way I'm going to let you leave me with a mortgage.
Come on. Where'd you hear that?
I heard that 50, 40 years ago.
And I have to tell you what Jimmy said. He called, and Jimmy called earlier, and you shot him down, and he calls me, and he says, I got one he hasn't heard.
I've heard that before.
True story.
True story.
No, it's not. Jimmy, never give up, because what I love more than anything is somebody who actually does have a joke I don't know. Not only does that not bother me, I love it. So keep trying.
God bless you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Again, I go to the song, When Will They Ever Learn? But if they ever would quit, I would hate that.
Well, if you get a new one, you can add it to the collection.
I have to tell you, I remember some of the jokes that somebody told me when I thought, oh my goodness, I've never heard that. One was the ta-da was the punchline, and the other, Ned, Outdoors Ned, told me, and it was Murray Fink, the tailor.
I like that one.
Such a great joke. And when he told me, I thought in our entire time we've known each other, which is like 30 years, two jokes that I've never heard, and that was the second one. Can we do one more call here? That'll be Mike. Mike, how are you?
Feeling great. I'm in the pen.
That's why. So how can we help you?
I just wanted to warn your listeners of another, you know, website or two that they probably should not visit.
Folks, listen
website
carefully.
Or two.
Now listen carefully, because Mike is going to prevent you from accidentally maybe going somewhere you don't want to go. What's the site?
First one is meatspin.com.
We mentioned that a while ago.
Okay.
Oh, that was off the air.
Oh, it's off the air. Yes. You're right. Meatspin.com. Don't go there, homie.
Yeah, unless you can beat my high score of 500.
What?
I think that's related to the website. Yeah.
It keeps score of a certain thing happening. Yeah.
Well, I'm not ever going to know that because I'm not going there.
Right.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't. And then this, I don't know if you can still find it, but if you Google the Pain Olympics.
No, Peon mentioned this off the air. The Pain Olympics.
I think it's, they're not going to go there, but I think it is still out there somewhere in some dark corner of the internet.
Yeah. Easily the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mike, you've done a tremendous public service because somebody could have accidentally stumbled on it.
Right.
Now they'll make a note to make sure they don't go to these disgusting sites. So thank you for your service.
I do what I can to help.
Thank you, Mike. I'm going to tell you something. I think what we do is fantastic.
Yeah.
There's nobody. You go, listen to the old folks, Dave.
Right.
They're not telling people not to go to Meatspin.
No.
They're not telling people.
They're talking about politics and stuff. And
LemonParty.org, they wouldn't even mention it.
No.
So you know what happens? Some of those old people that listen, they hit the wrong key, and next thing you know, they're at LemonParty.org.
I'm trying to search for the council meetings, but I put in Lemon Party.
I can't believe it.
I shouldn't have done that.
I'm going to have a heart attack after I looked at that. I can't believe it.
What kind of council meeting is this?
It happened here. We don't allow that to happen. The longest-running advertiser we have is American Equity Mortgage, 24 and a half years, 52 weeks a year. Every once in a while, I like a round of applause for that. That's called loyalty, and it's called job security for us, because if every advertiser stayed on board that long, was that loyal, had the kind of response that, you get the idea. But there's no way that anybody keeps customers or clients or advertisers forever. It just doesn't happen. But 24 years is a long time. And the only reason for it is you, because you say, I'm AM in the PM, or they quit it. So thank you and keep it up. For those of you who aren't doing any business at all with American Equity Mortgage, let's talk about that. And you might say, I don't need them. I have a mortgage. Well, maybe you need them anyway. You might have a mortgage somewhere else, but how about this? Do you have a credit card balance? You have a credit card balance and you're making minimum payments? As a homeowner, you don't have to do that. Has something come up and you realize you don't have the money for it? And now you're going to have to come up with the money for that medical expense that wasn't covered by insurance, property damage, tuition, a wedding. Here's an easy way to borrow it at rates that are much lower than anybody would have ever predicted they'd still be. You borrow the money at those rates. You pay cash for whatever that is you need. Of course, you have to pay the money back, but it's going to be rolled into your house payment. And there's also probably going to be a deduction on that interest, so it's an even better deal. They can explain it better than I can. They are American Equity Mortgage. They are the one all the others want to be and wish they could be. AmericanEquity.com is the website. And the phone number, I hope you know it by now. Don't confuse it with another one. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
All right, let's get another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Already downtown on eastbound 40, you're jammed at Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge because of an earlier accident northbound 55. It's pretty solid now. Back to Highway 44 northbound. We have westbound 40 slowing Kings Highway through McCausland. Now southbound 170 is slow from Del Mar down through Highway 40. We've got heavy traffic on westbound 70 from the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. And eastbound now is running slow from Zumbel through 5th. and eastbound 270 heavy from McDonald through Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get an additional 10% off any service. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, text PATH to 67076. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text PATH to 67076. Again, that's P-A-T-H to 67076.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Looking for a summer getaway? Consider a weekend escape to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Hungry? Stop into KFC today for extra crispy tenders for $5. It's finger-licking good at participating KFC. Prices may vary, tax extra.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.